This is Akashvani Tanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Diwali is being celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the nation. Mr. Modi has also called upon citizens to buy Swadeshi products, celebrate the hard work of 140 crore Indians and share it on social media. Supporting this initiative, MyGov India has launched a special campaign titled Celebrate Diwali and Empower Swadeshi, inviting citizens to take a pledge to buy only Swadeshi products this festive season. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the extraordinary coordination among three defense services together compelled Pakistan to surrender during Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister said this today while celebrating Diwali with Navy personnel at INS Vikrant off the coast of Goa and Karwar. Mr. Modi said INS Vikrant is a towering symbol of Atmanirbhar Bharat and made in India. The Prime Minister also lauded the valor and determination of security forces and said it was due to that the nation has achieved a significant milestone by eliminating Maoist terrorism. In a heartwarming display of cultural appreciation, diplomatic mission across New Delhi joined in the Diwali celebrations on Monday, extending festive greetings to the people of India. Embassies from Finland, Israel, Austria, Brazil, Switzerland and the European Union marked the occasion with joy and color. State Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak has extended greetings and best wishes to the citizens on the auspicious occasion of Diwali. He expressed his hope that the spirit of Diwali will strengthen the bonds of love, harmony and brotherhood among all sections of the society. He urged the people to celebrate a safe and eco-friendly Diwali. Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chona May have also extended their Diwali greetings through their social media posts. CM Khandu said, "May the divine light of Diwali illuminate everyone's minds, strengthen bonds as a community and inspire all to work for harmony and collective prosperity." While DCM May wished for the light of Diwali fill everyone's hearts with hope and homes with happiness. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw today visited the war room at the Railway Board in New Delhi. During his visit, he took stock of the passengers' movement during festive season. Mr. Vaishnaw encouraged the staff morale for working 24 hours and wished them on the occasion of Diwali. Meanwhile, to ensure smooth travel during Puja, Diwali and Chhath, the railways is operating over 12,000 special trains. An earthquake of magnitude 3.2 struck Nalbari in Assam at 5:54 a.m. today. According to the National Center for Seismology, the earthquake struck at a depth of 13 km. Earlier, an earthquake of magnitude 2.7 on the Richter scale struck Assam on Saturday morning. The tremor hit the Kachar district at a depth of 10 km. Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, has reaffirmed Indian Army's full preparedness to counter evolving security challenges and invoking the core ethos of service before self. General Dwivedi visited a forward post in the central sector to assess operational posture, motivate troops and strengthen civil-military linkages in strategically vital terrain. During the visit, the Chief of the Army Staff reviewed formations deployed in high-altitude areas of Pitoragarh and adjacent forward posts. The Dibang Badminton Tournament 2025, organized by Dao Division under Spear Corps as part of the Operation Sadbhavna, has concluded at Aninid in Dibang Valley District. The youth, school students and sports enthusiasts have participated in the matches under various categories. The winners were felicitated with trophies, goodies and cash prizes. The tournament not only provided a platform to showcase local sporting talent, but also fostered a deep sense of solidarity and mutual respect between Indian Army and the local population. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini has announced a hike in sugarcane rates to 15 rupees per quintal. Mr. Saini said his government is committed to the welfare and holistic development of farmers and underprivileged youth and women. The filing of nomination for the second phase of assembly elections in Bihar has ended today. Out of the total 243 seats, 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.